Welcome to Current Journal of Neurology Podcast. You are listening to Volume 22, Issue 4, October 2023. Article Number 2. Evaluation of risk factors for recurrence of cutaneous adverse reactions due to anti-seizure medications in children, a retrospective study. First author, Kagate Guni. Corresponding author, Kagate Guni. Abstract, background. Cutaneous adverse reactions are one of the most important reasons for anti-seizure medication discontinuation in epilepsy. However, such discontinuations can cause an increase in seizures. This study investigates the risk factors for ASM-related rash recurrence in children. Methods: this retrospective case-control study consisted of the patient group with a single rash due to ASMs, the patient group with rash recurrence, and the control group. While the demographic and clinical features of Group 1 and the control group were compared in terms of a single rash, Group 1 and Group 2 were compared for rash recurrence. Results: Group 1, Group 2, and control group consisted of 112, 33, and 166 patients, respectively. Female gender was a risk factor for a single rash but not for recurrence. Presence of atopic disease, family history of drug allergy, and polytherapy, or 23.5, 95% CI, 8.7 to 62.9, p less than 0.001, were risk factors for rash recurrence. Aromatic nature of both the ASMs associated with the first rash and rash recurrence, or 11.3, 95% CI, 4.6 to 27.5, p less than 0.001, were determined as risk factors separately. Conclusion: careful use of aromatic drugs may prevent recurrence of ASM-related CR in children, particularly in cases of personal history of allergic disease and family history of drug allergy. Keywords: drug eruptions, rash, antiepileptic drug, epilepsy, carbamazepine. You can read full article at cjntumsacir.com.